You're listening to SBS News.
Novak Djokovic started the year like so many others by winning the Australian Open for a record-extending ninth time. He also collected a 20th Grand Slam crown at Wimbledon to move level with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal on the all-time list. An Australian also made history at the All England Club.
A dream comes true!
World number one Ash Barty becoming the first Australian since Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley in 1980 to be crowned women's champion at Wimbledon. Here's what Barty had to say following her triumph.
Yeah, Yvonne is a very special person in my life. I think she has been iconic in paving a way for young Indigenous youth to believe in their dreams and to chase their dreams, and she's done exactly that for me as well.
Dylan Aucott also triumphed at Wimbledon, followed by a gold medal in Tokyo and a US Open title, which saw him complete the Golden Slam, the first male tennis player to do so, an achievement Aucott never dreamed of.
I used to hate myself so much. I hated my disability. I didn't even want to be here anymore, and I found tennis, and it changed and saved my life.
Gold was also the colour of choice for Australia's Olympians.
To become a legend, you have to beat a legend, and that's what we've seen. Australia.
That was Ariane Titmus winning the 400-metre freestyle, one of nine gold medals collected by Australia's swimmers in Tokyo. Australia finished with 17 in total, equaling their all-time record set at the Athens Games in 2004. The gold rush continued at the Paralympics, Madison Di Rosario winning two of Australia's 21 golds.
Yes! Madison Di Rosario takes the gold in the marathon!
The last 55 years, it felt like a marathon for English football fans. But after making their first major final since the 1966 World Cup, the Three Lions suffered more heartbreak at Wembley, losing in the European Championships decided to Italy on penalties. There were four different winners of golf's men's majors, and few could have foreseen Phil Mickelson being one of them.
Phil defeats Father Time.
Mickelson becoming the oldest men's major champion at the age of 50. Minji Lee joined golf's exclusive club of major winners. The Australian took out the Evian Championship. And it was in her hometown of Perth, where the AFL Grand Final was held as the decider was shifted from the MCG for a second straight year. It was again an all-Victorian affair. The Melbourne Demons overcoming the Western Bulldogs, the Demons celebrating a first flag since 1964.
Lastly, after 57 years of pain, it's coming home.
The NRL Grand Final was also played away from its traditional home of Sydney.
Intercept for Crichton! Crichton, he's away! Is he away with the Premiership?
The Panthers edging past the Rabbitohs in Brisbane to end an 18-year Premiership drought. But there was no greater culmination to a season than in Formula One. Max Verstappen overtaking Lewis Hamilton on the final lap of the season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix to win his first Drivers' Championship.
He's going to make the lunge down the inside. Hamilton sees it coming. It's a late lunge by Verstappen, who takes the lead of the race.
2021 is all but in the rearview mirror.